The Bryant Park Project blog has been hopping with comments all week, and I think we could even prove that because we have music. See? When you hear the music, you know it's true. And you also know that web editor Laura Conaway is going to be stopping by. Hey, Laura.
How you doing, Mike?
So we did one story. Rachel interviewed a couple people who went to an interracial prom, which doesn't sound weird, except when you hear the details of the story, because it used to be segregated. Tell me about all the comments we're getting on that.
Well, the prom took place in Charleston, Mississippi, where they had always had private separate parties, one for the black kids, one for the white kids. And Morgan Freeman, the actor, lives nearby, and he'd been offering for many years, 10 or 11 years now, to pay for it if they would just let everybody go. And so finally this year they said, okay, we'll do it. And after we did the story, people from all over the place wrote in to say how amazing it was that segregation like that could still exist anywhere in the country. It was like they didn't believe they were in the same country with Mississippi.
And since you're from Mississippi, what do you think when people say, is Mississippi part of America?
Well, you know, it kind of gets your dander up a little bit. It's kind of hard also to articulate why. So I turned to this friend of mine, Donna Ladd, who runs an alternative weekly newspaper in Jackson, Mississippi. It's called the Jackson Free Press, and they have played a crucial role in bringing civil rights murderers to justice. They've got an integrated staff, integrated readership, and they really work at it. Donna's paper is where I first heard the news about the prom from one of her columnists. Donna told me that some of the comments about the segregated dance just seemed naive to her.
With this prom thing, it's like, yes, this is extreme and it's awful. And it's something that cursed me, you know, the fact that I grew up in that kind of segregation and I left the state because of it. But then once I was out there in the rest of the country, I realized that this kind of thing is everywhere I look, you know, and part of the reason I came back home is I met these heroes here in Mississippi who stayed, you know, who said, I'm not going to run, I'm not going to go hide out in a big city and look down my nose at the poorest state in the country, and not it because of their ongoing problems because of our racist history.
It's not that I mind them complaining about something wrong that went on in the South. It's that I feel like they stopped paying attention, not just to the South, but everywhere.
One of the biggest barriers we have, I believe, are white progressives, or any progressives, who want to believe that they are above the conversation. That they live in a situation because, you know, they don't live in the South, or they live in, you know, they work with people of another race or ethnicity or whatever. They live in a situation where they're above it. And the truth is, no one does.
There is no above it.
There is no above it. And the conversation is not simple, and it can never be one just of finger pointing. I think that a story like this, the best thing that can come out of it is that people watch that piece, and then they say, you know what? What can I do that's something like that? What can I look around me? What can I notice that I've had blinders on about?
Laura, did the conversation help you sort of define and articulate why your dander was up?
Yeah, it does, because you don't want to sort of be an apologist for the segregationist, racist past of your state. But at the same time, it's more that you need people to really pay attention to it on a more global level, locally, wherever they are, so you can actually do something about it.
It very much reminded me about the conversation we had where the professor from Kentucky said something like, you know, at my college, University of Kentucky, we have students who say they've never seen a black student. And on our blog, like, is Kentucky part of the United States? It's just a way to distance yourself from a problem that's
everywhere.
Yeah. That's and then says a part of the United States, it makes it seem like, well, that's their problem because they're not with the rest of us.
Yeah, we're not.
And they are the rest of us.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So check out the coverage of that. Join a really exciting conversation and a loud conversation, but an informative conversation on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. And thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Well, that is it for this very hour of the BPP. We have more hours to come, more roads to hoe. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I am Mike Pesca. This was the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.